Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Nun Aleph. We're holding 10-12 lines from the top of the Amud where the Gemara begins. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Ravua, Omer Rav. Now, what is the Gemara discussing? As you recall, back on Nun Amud Beis, if you go back about 6-7 lines from the bottom of the Amud, we had a very similar memra, similar but different. What did it say in the Gemara? Omer Vina Marav, Avodis Kechavim. I'm looking at 6 lines from the bottom of Nun Amud Beis. Avoidis Kechavim Sha'ivdin Oisa B'makel. You have an Avoidis Zara, and the way you serve this Avoidis Zara is with a makel. Makel is a rod, a stick. And Rashi said yesterday, Shemekashkishin Lefaneho B'makel. They would go and shake it back and forth in front of the idol. And this was the way that they would go and serve the idol, moving and shaking this rod in front of the Avoidis Zara. What happens if the person, instead of doing the kishkushi, the shaking and moving, what happens if shavar makel b'faneha? He took the makel and he broke it. He's chayiv for avoyde zara. Zorak makel b'faneha. If he threw the makel, then he's potter. He was not oyved avoyde zara. He does not get petch. He does not get execution. He's not an oyved avoyde zara. You recall that we discussed yesterday that there are two types of avoidas, avoidas zora, that a Jew is chayiv on if chas v'sholem he does that avoida. One is what we call kidarka. Kidarka means that's the normal way you do this avoidas zora, such as by the Markulius throwing stones, such as by the Pa'or defecating, and the case of our Gemara, the shaking back and forth of a makel. If you do any one of those, and there is two Eidim with Asra, the person Chas V'Sholem gets Misa. But then you also have Shaloi Kedarka. And the Shaloi Kedarka means that you're doing an Avoida Zora, an Avoida in front of an idol, in front of Avoida Zora. It's not Kedarka, but it's a universal, generic type of Avoida. What do I mean? For instance, going and doing anything which is ke'en penim, like an avoider that you have inside the Beis HaMikdash. What were those avoidois? So typically the Gemara refers to 4 classic avoidois: shchita, zrika, nisuch, and haktora. So if you do one of those 4, shtach avoy is not one of the 4. The Gemara says it also has the same status, but it's not considered to be one of the 4. We have that back in Sanhedrin. But getting back to our Gemara now, see, what happens if in front of Markulius, a person comes into the Markulius base of Avodah Zarah, and he brings in a cow, and he shechs it in front of that Markulius. The Qumran, the priests, and all the other worshippers look at him as if he is nuts, because that's not the way you go and worship the Markulius. It's by bringing in some beautiful stones and throwing them. Here he went and shechted an animal. He brought a takroivus. So even though this is shaloi kedarka, nevertheless you are chayiv for doing avoida zar. So that's the concept of the kedarka and shaloi kedarka. If you're wondering how do I know that, the Gemara is going to bring 2 psukim at the bottom of today's daf, on the bottom of Nun Aleph Omid Aleph. Aha. Okay, so let's get back to the makel situation. If a person is waving and shaking the makel in front of this avodah zarah, of the makel avodah zarah, clearly he's being oyved avodah zarah. If he would go and bring an animal as a takroivis, he'd be oyver of shaloi kedarka. What happens if instead of doing that he took the makel and he broke it in front of the avodah zarah? No. You and I would say, he's not doing anything wrong. I mean, he should rather be sitting and learning the daf, but what is he... What did he do wrong by breaking the makel? Says Gemara, he's still chayiv. Why? Because it's similar enough to the Indian of shchita. Just like when you go and take an animal and you shecht it, you not only sever the simonim in the front, but Rashi says you also typically break the mafrakta, that's the spinal column in the back. Here, by breaking the makel, it's parallel enough to the Indian of shchita that what's the din? He's over the Isra of Avodah Zarah. So says the Gemara, What about Zrika? You take the makel and you throw it. L'chari should be chai because it's parallel to the inyan of Zrika Saddam in the Beis HaMikdash. Says Gemara, no. Zvicha and Zrika are different. See, Omalei Abai the Rova, see four lines from the bottom. Maishno Shever, Tavalik en Zvicha, it's like shechting. Zorek Nami Havalik en Zrika. So Omalei Be'ina Zrika Mishtaberes Valeki. Only chayiv for a Zrika, which is so similar to the Zrika Saddam, which just like by the Zrika Saddam, it falls into many, many tipin, little droplets of dam, when you throw the dam against the Mizbeach. Similarly, when you are throwing this makel, were this makel to theoretically fall to 100 pieces, yeah, then you'd have a good point. But just throwing the makel itself, and then presumably it falls on the ground or hits the wall, whatever, that's not the Zrika that we're talking about. It's not Ke'en Penim. So therefore, you're Chayiv on the Shvira, but you're not Chayiv on the Zrika. So now getting back to our Gemara today, says the Gemara, Omer of Nachman, 10 lines from the top of Nun Aleph, Omer Aleph, it is similar, but different. This is the same on the Omer, it's Rav. Yesterday we had Rav Yehud Omer Rav, here we have Omer of Nachman, Omer Rav, Omer Ravua, Omer Rav. Avoidis Chachom She'oivden Oysa B'makel. That's the same thing that we're talking about with this kishkushi, shaking and moving the rod back and forth. Okay, so what happens? Shavar makel b'fanel is chayv. Okay, that's exactly the same as we said yesterday, because the shviras makel is similar to zvicha. And the Gemara is going to tell us this momentarily. Now this Rav Nachman in the name of Rav adds one more nekuda that we didn't focus on yesterday, and that is, he says, that the makel is now v'ne'eseres. It becomes osir b'hano. Yesterday we didn't talk about whether the makel is osir or mutter. We only talked about, how does Barry like to refer to it, as the gavra and the chevtza. We only spoke about the gavra being chayiv or potter in avodah zarah. Today now we're saying that the person is chayiv, but the chevtza of this broken makel is osir b'hano. We'll see in a moment.
We have
to Zara, Osir B'Hanan, ain't no good to a My good friend, I'm referring to the memra of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. I'm not referring to the entire daf of yesterday. Okay. Going back to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, he only talks about Shavar Makul Faneh Chayiv, period. So does he say anything about Osir or Mutter vis-a-vis the Makel? No. Zorek Makul Faneh Potter. Does he talk about what happens to the Makel? No. So we're now, Rav Nachman is now adding to the Halach of Rav of yesterday, that the Shavar Makul Faneh Chayiv, same as yesterday. But also the Neseres, it becomes Osir B'Hanoah. Zorak Makul B'Faneah, if he threw the Makul B'Faneah, he is Chayav. Didn't we say yesterday that he's Potter? Because it's not Ke'en Zerika, where you have to have Zerika Mishtaberes. So Rashi is bothered by that, and Rashi says, the case over here is different. Here it's talking about, says Rashi, if you go Rashi 5 lines above, Zorak Makbuf and Echaib, Ukagoin Shavuidosa Bezrikas Makel. Oh, we're not talking about a situation where of Kishkushi, like we said until now, where the Derech Avoida was to shake the Makel back and forth, because then if you throw the Makel, you're potter. That is not the Avoida, Ein Avoidosa Bekach. And the Zrika is not, and the Zrika Saddam, because it's not Zrika Mishtaberes. So why is this Zrika Chayiv? Because that was the way they served this Makel Avodah Zarah. Can you imagine? You have two Makel Avodah Zarahs. Should you say Lehavdil? I don't know. Did you have the Presbyterians and you have the Chwaisa Methodists? Both of them believe generally in the same whatever theory they believe in. However, there are obviously fine differences. That's why they're called the Methodists, and that's why these guys are called the Presbyterians, or whatever they're called. So here too, you have the classic Makel Avodah Zarah of the Kishkushi, and then you have kind of a sect that doesn't believe in Kishkushi, they believe in Zrika Samakel. So if you do a Zrika Samakel, you're Chayim because you are, like Rashi says, Me'echa Yavdu. We're going to have that posik on the bottom of the Omid. Eich yavdu hagoyim ho'eile es eliheyem ve'ese gamoni. I see how the Goyim are doing this Avodah Zarah, and I want to go and follow in their footsteps and join them. Then you're Chayiv, because that's Kedarka. And then he adds, V'ein in the Aseres. Ah, okay, so we have a difference between the Shavar Makel, the Makel becomes Osir, and here we have the Zorek Makel, and the Makel remains Mutter. Manishtana Omli Rav Rav Nachman Maishna Shavar. The reason why Shavar, not only did we say like yesterday, you're chayiv on the Gavra, but we're saying that the Chevtza also becomes Osir. Why? Because this, as you said, L'choira, it has to do with its akrevis of Avodah Zarah. So Zorek Nami wanted to say Havile Ke'en Zurika, like we said yesterday, Zurika Sadam. And the Gemara gives the same teretz that the Gemara gave yesterday. So until now we use that Zrika Mishter Beres Faleka to tell us the difference between whether you're oiver on the Isra of Avodah Zarah or you're not oiver on the Isra of Avodah Zarah. Shvira, you're oiver because that's Ke'en Penim. It's like the Zvicha that you have in the Beis Hamikdash. The Zrika is not Ke'en Penim because it's not Zrika Mishter Beres. So that's why we made a chilek yesterday on the Gavra, whether he's chayiv or potter, on the avoidas, avoidasar. Today we're using the exact same svaram to differentiate between whether the makel now gets a din of iser hanoah, or whether it remains mutter bahanoah. Freik timar, once you're telling me that the reason why by this zrikas hamakel, the makel remains mutter bahanoah, because it's not Ke'en Zrika Mishter Beres, El Miat Avni Beis Markulius B'Meye Yosru. After all, we started the new parak yesterday, and we had a Machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, and the Chachamim, but what did the Machloikis focus upon? Whether or not it was within four Amis, whether it was one Amma, whether he built a brand new mini Markulius, whether it's considered to be Takroivis, what's the Avodah Zarah itself. But we said, L'maisa, that if these stones happen to be close enough to the major Markulius idol, then they become Osir Banoah. Now, how did these stones become Osir Banoah? By throwing the stones. So, Freik Timara, throwing stones, that is not Ke'en the Zrika that you have in the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Zrika Beis HaMikdash was a Zrika Mishter Beres. So, just like you're saying over here, that the Makel remains Mutter Banoah, so you should go and say that the stones all to remain mutter b'hanoah. El miyat avne beis markulius b'meye yasru. That's what the question that was posed in Bismedish. Robert Rav Nachman. Amalei, so he told them, afle didi kashali. I was bothered by the very same kasha. Ma nishtana zrikas hamakel, where remains mutter, and zrikas ho avonim to the markulius, which become asr. Vishaltia, and this was such a difficult question. Numerous Gedoyli Yisrael were asked. Shaltia l'Rabba Baravua. For Rabba Baravua asked Chia Barav. And Chia Barav asked Rav. The Omelet, he told him, I'll tell you why. The Omelet, Nasa kimegadal avuidas koichovim. Ah, what does he mean, megadal avuidas koichovim? You remember we spoke about this yesterday as well. Oh, David Fishman, Shalom Aleichem, welcome back from Eretz Yisrael. Good to have you back. Anyway, what's the Megadol Avodas Chacham? We spoke about yesterday that when you throw the stones at the Markulius, there are two ways of looking at it. Number one, that you are being Megadol. You're being Mosif on the Markulius. Until now, it was a small little idol, pyramid shape, two stones on the bottom, one on top. If a worshiper comes and throws more stones, he gets automatically an award for being Megadel the Avodah Zarah. They're going to put up a plaque there in the church saying, Mr. Yankel Smith deserves to get credit for the fact that he created a glorious Markulius by adding more and more stones, and it's really, it's really exceptional. That's one problem. This is another problem of throwing the stones, Takrevis Avodah Zarah, meaning that that's the way you worship the Avodah Zarah. Ah, so the Gemara says, if the Zrika Samakya and the Zrika Sastones, both of them you can look upon as being the avoider that you're doing for the avoider zara. Right? In the Zrika Samaka, Rashi says, we're talking about that was the way that they served that particular avoider zara. They threw the makir. When they threw the stone to Markulius, that was also the derech of the takroi this avoider zara of doing it. So why is this also? Why is this mutter? Says Imar al takroi this, they would both be mutter. Why? Because by takroi this it has to be dumya dipnim zrika mishtaberes. Ah, here it's not zrika mishtaberes. But the reason you know why by the Markulius they become asim banah is because you're adding to the avoider zara. Every time you throw a new stone, it's like going and manufacturing and fashioning a new shtick of avoider zara. So it's not because of the worshipping of the avoider zara, it's because each time you're throwing a stone, you're increasing, enlarging, glorifying this avoider zara by making it bigger and bigger and bigger. Aha. Oh, l'chayra, we have a good teret. Zokti Gemara. What does Gemara mean? On the Amud Beis in Yetshem, we're going to see a big machloikis atanoim. When does an avoider zara become an avoider zara that it's osed b'hanor? What do you mean? An idol is an idol. What do you mean when? Oh, we know it says in the Aseres Tibris, Veisas lechafesa v'chol tmuna shebashemay mimal v'loritz mitochas. Don't make and don't fashion avoider zara. When does it get a shame avoider zara? When you're finished and you do that final makir b'patish, and now it's ready to be installed in a church, or only after you actually worship the avoider zara. When the first person bows down, now it is crowned, coronated as the new avoider zara. Aha, Zot Gemara, in our case, when you threw the stones at the Markulius, you didn't, nobody worshipped those stones yet. You only added to the existing avoider zara. So, l'chayr, they should be dependent on that machloikis. Meaning, as soon as you took those stones and you pitched it, and it went all the way to the front, to the Markulius, to the avoider zara, so then at that point, it became Ashtik Avoyde Zara. How did it become Ashtik Avoyde Zara? Because you were Megadel Avoyde Zara. You added an additional layer of stones. So that fashioning of the larger Avoyde Zara than you had until now was a mini idol. And now it's a big, big, towering idol. It becomes Avoyde Zara because of the fact that it's Asur Miyat. Eleman Yom Achuti Ovei. According to Bar Yom, that says it only gets a status of avoider zara after someone worships it. Tishri, then the additional stone that you threw should be mutter b'noah the holy polcha. No one bowed down to that stone. You've increased the volume of the height of the Markulius. Until now it was 3 feet tall. You've made it now 5 feet tall. Shkoyach. You've added to the avoider zara. However, that additional 2 feet that you added, nobody bowed down to yet. So the Choyah doesn't have a din of avoider zara yet. So Ibazoi, how did it become osed b'hanor?
But doesn't the adding to the throwing the stones and the adding to the avoider zara, isn't that the avoda of the Markulis?
Oh, Malay, kol achas v'achas nasis avoider svechovim v'takroivis l'chaverto. It's happening simultaneously that when he's throwing the stone, number one, he's adding to the Markulis. And number two, he's also being makriv to the Markulius. What is he being makriv? He is now worshipping all of the predecessor stones. Originally there were three. He has thrown five more stones on top of it. So those five stones have now, not only they have added to the size and the shape and the height of the avoider zara, but they're also worshipping the original avoider zara. And not only that, but look upon these five stones. You didn't throw all five at one time. These are big stones. So once you threw the first stone, fine, you were Megadol Avoyde Zara. Then when I threw the second stone, that second stone not only added additional height and breadth to the Avoyde Zara, but now it also worshipped all of the predecessor stones, including stone number one that I threw a moment ago. And when I throw stone number 3, that's going to go and be worshipping stone 1 and stone 2. And when I throw number 4, it's worshipping 1, 2, and 3. And number 5 is worshipping 1, 2, 3, and 4. So as a result of throwing that final stone, number 5, not only have I been megadol, I've also gone and worshipped. And that's why all of the predecessor stones are now osir banot. But you left out number 5. Number 5 should be mutter, because 5 was not worshipped yet. 5 worshipped 1, 2, 3, and 4. Yes, but number 5, it now became a shtick of Avodah Zarah by the fact that it was megadol, you added to the height. Great. But according to Bani Yoma, that says that it only gets the status of Isra No, Ad Sheti Ove, nobody worshipped number 5 yet. Amalei, the Gemara gives 2 answers. You're absolutely right. If you can identify that final stone that you threw, since it's not osir banot, yes, you used it to be megadol the avodah zarah, but it didn't get a status of avodah zarah because nobody bowed down to it yet. So Shnel, run to the front. If you can identify it, take the stone, take it home. It's mutar banot. Ravashi, no, kolachas v'yachas nasis takrivisli atzma. The takroivis lechaverto. Ravashi says it's almost similar to the svara of gitoy v'yodoy boin keechad, meaning that at the very same moment that you throw it and now becomes niskadel in terms of the height and the breadth of the original avodah zarah, not only is it also worshipping all predecessor stones, but it's even worshipping itself. At the same moment that it becomes a avodah zarah, that's the same moment that you're worshipping the ganze markulius, including that brand new stone. And that's why they all have the din of Isser Hanon. That's all beautiful when you're talking about the markulius, because every time that you add a stone, you keep on adding and adding and adding. However, when you're talking about the makel, says Rashi, the ikra shel avodah zechavim lav makel hu. We don't know what the makel avodah zarah looked like, but apparently it was an idol like most idols. It wasn't a pyramid form of makel on top of makel. It was just an idol. And it was, how did you serve that idol? In our case, by throwing a makel to it. So you cannot go and say that makel is now somehow being megadol, the original avodah zarah. The original avodah zarah doesn't look like, doesn't smell like, doesn't act like a makel at all. And therefore, you're not being megadol. The only thing that you're doing is that you're throwing it. Oh, in terms of throwing it, said the Gemara, since it's not ke'en the zrikas penim, when you're talking about takroivis, you're talking about the sacrifice, the worshipping that you're doing for the avodah zarah. Since it's not ke'en zrikas penim, why? Because zrikas penim is a zrika mishtaberes. This is not a zrika mishtaberes. This is just the throwing of a makel. It also doesn't add to the height and to the breadth of the idol, because the idol says, I don't need you, makel. I only use that makel for throwing, not for adding to the original avodah zarah. That's the reason why it remains. But so to where tonight, let's bring a Mishnah. This Mishnah Me'etchim we're going to have shortly on the Amud Beis. And there we're going to explore it in much greater detail. But what does it say in the Mishnah? Matzim baroishik sus umois oikeilu. You look into the Markulius church and you see on top of the Markulius something fascinating. On top of the head of the Markulius, in other words, on top of the pyramid, you find that there was ksus, clothing, ma'ois, money, or kelim, hari elu mutarim, all of them are mutter bahano. On the other hand, if you find hanging from this Markulius, parchile anovim, v'atore shoshibolim, the Yenus Shman and Uslosois, the Choldovish Shikiyoits and Baikar of the Gavim is Beach, it's Asur. Now, the Ksus Moise Kalim we're going to focus on the Amud Beis. At the moment, we're only focusing on the second part of the Mishnah, the Parchile Anov. Parchile Anov would be vines which have clusters of grapes hanging from the vine. Or Atores are like coronets, like crowns, show Shibolim made out of Tvur, out of grain that you formed. You obviously, grain is normally, of course, vertical standing. He went and made it circular, so it looks like an atora of sorts. Or if you put yenishman in the slosseis, hanging from the Markulias. Anything similar to Yayin, Shemin, Visoles, which you bring on the Mizbeach. Yayin, of course, you have the Nisach HaYayin, and the Shemin Visoles are used to go and fashion the Karban Mincha that you bring for the Mizbeach. All of those would be Osir Bahani. So Zoktimar, Bishlam Yin Shemin Visoles Ikik and Penim, the Ikik and Zerika Mishtaberes. I can understand why those are all Osir Bahani. Of course, they happen to be similar to Pnim. And which are they similar to Pnim? We just said, Nisach HaYayin and a Karbi Mincha. The Ikik and Zerika Mishtaberes. When you're pouring the wine, it's a Zerika Mishtaberes. I don't know why the Gemara has to come on to Al Zerika. L'chorei happens to be Al Nisach. Nisach happens to be one of the primary avoidance that you do for a carbon, which even if you do it for another avoidance Zara, where that is Shloi Kedarka, nevertheless, Yechai, because it's like a Zvicha. But anyway, but it has a status like a Zvicha Mishtaberes. Gabi the Mincha, as you know, you take the Koimitz, and then you sprinkle that Kmitza on the Mizbeach. So I can see it being a Zvicha Mishtaberes. El Parchila, no matter Shul Shibolim, Loik en Penim Ika, but Loik en Zvicha Mishtaberes Ika. L'choyrin has no indicia of being at all any type of Takritus of Oyer Zara. So Ibazoi, why are we saying it's Aser? It should be Mutter. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Amar Ula, a gewaldige chiddush, ki goin shebotzron metchilo lekach. The tzira, as you know, means harvesting, just like you have by tvua. Kitzira, with a kuch, kitzira so oimer. Same thing when it comes to anovim, you don't go and call it kitzira, you call it bitzira. Okay, when he did the bitzira so anovim, meaning when he cut down this vine or these clusters of grapes from the vine, in the vineyard, that is like Zvicha. Why is that like Zvicha? Because until now it was connected to the vine, it was alive, so to speak. Now you've cut it, so it's like a Shechita Sabahaima. Just like Shechita Sabahaima, that of course is an Avoidas Pnim. This is similar enough to an Avoidas Pnim because you bought some Etchil Lekach. Although the Gemara only talks about the Ptsira of the Anovim, that would be the same thing like the Ptsira by the Shibolim. So therefore, that's why it becomes Osir Banor, because it's similar to the Zvicha, and it is a, he did it Metchil. Metchil Lekach, says Rashi, means that when he cut the fruits from the vine, he had in mind L'Shem Avodah Zarah. So it's as if he's doing now a Zvicha L'Shem Avodah Zarah, and that's how it becomes Osir Banor. And now the Gemara continues on the same approach, but we talk about a brand new case. Umra Bavo, Umra B'Yoichanan. What happens if a person does a shechita of a takroivis avodah zarah in front of avodah zarah? And even if it's dark bekach, this is one of those avodah zarahs that the way you show favor in the eyes of the avodah zarah is by shechting a takroivis, shechting an animal, and that's what he did. But this animal was a balmum. Ooh, it's a balmum. It's not ro'ui lipnim. Because it's not Roy Lepinim, it's a Gemara who's Potter, Shu Potter, Shinema, Zavech Lohim, Yochram, Dilti Lashem, Levadon. Zavech Lohim, this Lohim is referring to an Avodah Zarah, Elohim Acherim. If you're Zaveach, Yochram, Rashi and Chumash says Yochram means person is Machuyet Misa. Why? Because you're being Zaveach, Dilti Lashem, Levadon, only for the Rabbinish Lohim should you make a Zvicha, make a Shechita. Don't do it for Elohim Acherim. So, very good, very good. The Gemara is going to focus on that momentarily. Thank you for paving the way. Not necessarily with Markulius stones, but thank you for paving the way to the next Shtikul Gemara. We'll see that momentarily. And since Ke'en Penim, it has to be a Tam, a Behemah Ba'la Simum, not Roy Lefnim. Since this behemoth is not roi lefnim, it's not roi for the avodah zara, so to speak, and therefore your potter outs the din of oyved avodah zara.
Yesterday we had a gemara about even
a makkah.
It was a big stick. You break it. That's called shechita. It's not as much as.
So Rabbi Yosef was here, asks a very very stark kasha. Madach, when you go and take a makkah and you break it, that doesn't to me look like an ordinary shechita. However, if you broaden the definition of shechita, which means shvira, shvira samafrakes, So Shmiras HaMakel is considered to be close enough that you're over the Avodah Zarah. So isn't real, real Shechita of a Behemah. Granted, it's a Balas Mum, but nevertheless, that's a Chamamisha, a Shechita of a Behemah. Shouldn't you certainly be Chayv? So the Chayyas of Zeh Shver Sechah should be a Kal V'Chaymah. It's common sense. Yes.
And Neiris thing was said yesterday also is not always been in the Benoit, but Neiris, no.
Sorry, no, come on.
Neiris. The Gemara says, by Neiris.
Neiris?
By Neiris, Shoshav, the Gemara talks about.
Talking about candles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Gemara says, not always been in. You have the Benoit.
But we didn't have that yesterday. Maybe another Gemara.
The day before.
Okay.
We have a better parallel.
Yes, and that is?
We have an Easter Kutei Chutz.
Right.
If a person takes a behema, royal Israel, with the Bamos,
right.
And shechts it outside the base of Midrash.
Yes.
At the time of Petra Bamos.
Right.
And shechts it to shame Hashem.
Right.
Would that be over a Shkutei Chutz?
No.
Because it's not royal Israel.
Exactly.
Okay.
So here the Gemara is saying it's also not royal Israel. But L'chayit, it should not be worse than the Makel. Apparently what the Gemara is telling us is that when you're talking about the makel on its own was a kosher makel, so to speak. When you used it now and you did a shviras makel, so it's like taking a kosher behema and going and doing a shchita. However, here you're talking.
The answer to this kasha is different. The answer to this kasha was here the Torah says, Mitzvah Shemavada. The answer to this kasha is here the Torah says, Mitzvah Shemavada.
Okay, so Rabbi Yossi gives even a better text. He says, since the Pasuk says, Zaveich Lehem Yachra, the Teleshem Levadoi, so then the Hekish tells us, that it has to be an animal which is ke'en penim. What's the animal ke'en penim? That happens to be a tam. Since this animal happens to be a balmum, it's not a bilti l'ashem levadai animal, so you're not oivin zuviach lehem yachram. Very good. Izokti yimara, behevi bod rava. What type of balmum are we talking about? Now we're getting to Barry's issue of 2 minutes ago. Ilein v'dokin shabayin. Are we talking about a miniature type of balmum? Dokin shabayin. Like we find in the mass of Kamtza bar kamtza in Mesechtes Gittin. A small little plain chicken mumala. Hashel ben noyech chazia begvoya bebama did hula boy it's vichoven mi boya. What's the Gemara saying? Bnei noyech, meaning non-Jews, and Rashi extends it even to Jews prior to Matan Torah, when we were bnei noyech. What's the halacha? Hashel ben noyech chazia begvoya bebama. Did who? You're allowed to go and bring by the Goyim, and even Lahavdul by the Yidin, before Torah was given. Klal Yisrael were called Bnei Noyach, because we were, and we are the children of Noyach. What's the din? If you're not makrevit inside the Beis HaMikdash, or in the Mishkan, you were makrevit on a Bama, it would be a kosher carbon, if the only mum that we're talking about is this small Doikin Sheba'ayin problem. If that's the case, so then it is ro'i l'Hashem. If it's ro'i l'Hashem, l'avodas chacham miboy, then avad it should be ro'i for avodas chacham, and you should be oiver on the din of zaveich lehem yachram. Says the Gemara, you're right. The halacha that we just spoke about, that the behemoth was a balas mum, is mechusar eiver. We're talking about that it had a major mum, missing an eiver, for instance. That is awesome. That is not awesome. That is not a kosher carbon,
even
by a goy, and even on a bama. Why not? Since we're talking about Bnei Noyach, we're going to learn Taka from Noyach. What does it say by the Mabel by Noyach? The Torah says, bring Mikol Achai, Mikol Basa. What is the definition of Mikol Achai? Omre Torah, Havei Behema Shechayin Rashi Eivorim Shelah. Mikol Achai comes to tell you, it has to be a complete Rashi Eivorim. All the Rashi Eivorim of this animal are perfect. No defects, no Mechusar Eiv. Ah, okay. So therefore, and what was the purpose of bringing these animals into the Teva? So we know Rashi says in Chumash, to go and bring two of each min of the kosher animals, a Korban Lasha. So therefore you have to make sure that all of these kosher animals should all be Mikol Achai, Chai Rosh Yevorim Shalah, so you can bring it ultimately for a carbon after they leave the tape. Oh, that's the Makar from Mechusar Eiv. Frey Timara, Mikol Achai, you learn to go and tell us the din of Mechusar Eiv. L'chor Anir, if a different Rosh, Miboy Leilamutei Treifa. What happens if you have an animal that's a confirmed Treifa? you can go and tell it has a head in the moyach, or it's missing a leg, or whatever. The 18th Reifus will see Mitchum soon in Mesechtes Chulin. So if you have such a treifa, l'choira, this treifa cannot live much longer. Therefore, it should be excluded from Mikolachai. So not that Mikolachai is coming to be Mamayit. Mechusar Eivor, l'choira is coming to Mamayit, a treifa. So we don't know, therefore, the din of Mechusar Eivor. Everything more treifa, malachia zera nafka. That I learned from Mahachia Zera, because the Gemara is assuming at this moment that a treifa not only ain't a chaya, but also ain't a yoledes. It cannot go and procreate and reproduce and give birth. Ah, so that's what I learned Mahachia Zera. That's where I learned the treifa from. So now the Mikol HaChai is now ibrik, it's superfluous, and I use it to go and tell you Mechusar Eich. That's very good if your whole treifa can't go and give birth. So you're going to learn Melahach Yezera. So I cannot exclude treifa from Melahach Yezera. Where do I have to exclude it from? From Mikol HaChai. So how do I know the Mekor of Mechusar Eiver? On Mekra, I know the din of treifa not from Melahach Yezera. I know it from Itoch. Where does it say Itoch? If you look at Beis, Torah Ora Sholem, Mikol Achai, Mikol Bos, Eshnayim, Mikol Tobi Leteva, Lahach Yoyz Itoch. Itoch means with you, Noyach. Itoch B'doimim Loch. And we're assuming at this point that Noyach was a normal, regular individual, not a treifa. Just like Noyach was not a treifa, bring in animals which are not treifas. Ah, so therefore I don't need the Mikol Achai or Lahach Yoyz Zera to go and exclude treifos. So therefore, Mikol HaChai is left to tell us the din of Mechusar Eivor. Frank Timura, how do you learn that from Itoch? V'dilma Noach Gufei Treifa Hava. How do you know? Maybe if you look up the medical records of Noach, you would find that in fact he was a treifa. And therefore, I cannot use this now to exclude treifos. Don't bring the treifa into the teva, because bring it just like you. You're a treifa, bring in treifas. So Timura, it cannot be that Noach was a treifa because tamim k'zivay. I mean, tzadik tamim hayu b'day roisa. And the Gemara assumes tamim means physically he was tamim. Therefore, obviously, he was not a treifa. Frank Timura, who said duma tamim b'drachav? Maybe we're talking about urachnius in his malice in his midos toivus. It was a dumb b'drachav, but the ma'isi was a treifa. So Timura, those kunnish say because tzadik k'zivay. Since he was a tzadik, I know already about the tamim b'drachav. I know from the Tzadik, Tzadik Tamayib de Reusa. So tomorrow, Dilma Tom de Drachav, Tzadik the Masa. Even in Rachnias, you can go and split it into two. Tom de Drachav, the way he acted, Midas Toivis, what a wonderful character. And Tzadik the Masa, the Masa Toivim, he did all types of Tzedakah, Vechesed, etc., etc. So I don't know yet whether he was a treifa or not. So tomorrow, the Matis Amris, the Nech Gufei Treifa Havim. Now, this Havimina, that Noach himself was a treifa, is very difficult. Would the Gemara go and say, Itoch, bring in with you animals which are just like you. You're a treifa, bring in treifas? Come on, that doesn't sound right. So therefore, we have to assume that in fact he was not a treifa. And I know from Itoch, bring in shleimim. That being the case, Lahachi Ezerah and Mikol HaChai are now Ibrik, and I'm going to learn Mikol HaChai to go and Lamutei Mechusar Eivor. Frank Timur Hachin and Afka Meitoch. Now that I learned from Itoch the Din, don't bring in a Treifa, Lahachi Ezerah Lamli. What do you mean? We thought before Lahachi Ezerah was to go and exclude Treifas, because a Treifa ain't Yeledes. And then we said, well, they're all Mandi Yomim, they're whole Treifa, all Yeledes, Nishi Yeledes. Forget about that, Machloikis. The reason why you can't bring in a treifa, because it's got to be Itoch, and we're going to assume that Noach, Baruch Hashem, was a gesumta mensch, so that I know to exclude treifas. So what do we need Lahach Yizera for? The Gemara, Ime Itoch have a minel etzavsa ba'alma, va'fil ezokin va'fil ezoris. If Itoch just means, go and bring in behemoths to accompany you. Letzavsa means kind of to be your guest, that they should, you shouldn't be bored the entire year when you're in the teva, should have some behemoths, machavis alebedik. But even a zokin, even a soris. Kamash Malon, that's why the Pasuk says, Lahach Yezera, don't just bring any animals, it's got to be animals which are capable of reproducing, not a zokin and not a soris, but an animal which is a gesund, young animal, that Amiyat Hashem will have more children subsequently. So, bottom line, from Mikol Achai, he learned the din Amachus Eiver, and now getting back to that original Umr Bavo, Umr B'Yoichana, when we said, Minayin Zavech, Behem Ebalas Mum, Ebalas Chom, Shehu Potter, we're talking about Amachus Eiver, because it would only be a Doikin Sheba Ayin, since it is Ro'oi, at least under certain circumstances, for Goyim, and for Obama, and before Matan Torah, even for Yin B'nai Noach, oh, since it is Roy, then you would be over on the Isser of Avodah Zarah. But not, but you're talking about, that's by M'chus Eiver. But if you're talking, however, if you're talking about just a Doikin Sheba'ayin type of thing, then you would not be over on the, forget. When do you say that is a veach behemis baal the smul of it come who's potter? That's only when it's a mechusar eiver. However, if you, because that is not roi for a korban ever, ever, not by a goy and not by a bama, not by a noyach, zero, then you're potter. But if you bring something just a minimal, like shabayim, you attack a bi chayov. Okay. Zokimar amra bluza, four lines from the bottom. Minayim l'shoyche behemil amar kul yeshu chayv. What the Gemara is now focusing on is what we spoke about at the very outset of the daf today. And that is, there are two ways that you're oiver on avodah zarah. Number one, kedarka. If this is the way you're oived this avodah zarah, then you're oiver the iser of avodah zarah. And number two, even if it's shaloi kedarka, if it happens to be those which are ke'en penim, which are the major avodahs in the Beis HaMikdash, such as the shechita and the zrika that we spoke about. After all, Markulius, you're supposed to throw stones. You're not supposed to shecht behemus. How do you know you're over on the Israel of Avodah Zarah if you shecht a behemah for a Markulius? Shenema, says in the Pasuk, V'yizbechu oid es zivcheim la se'irim. Our Gemara is assuming that the word se'irim means Avodah Zarah, and it's talking about all Avodah Zarahs. V'yizbechu oid es zivcheim, don't shecht Lasirim for the idols, for the Avodah Zarah. Now, you're saying to yourself, well, maybe we're talking about a regular Avodah Zarah where the minhag was, how do you worship that Avodah Zarah? Through Shechita? No. We don't need to tell us about an Avodah Zarah where the derech is to go and shech, because for that I have a specific express pasuk. If you look at Oizvov, where the Pasuk says, don't chas v'sholem be misled and follow after these Avodah Zarahs. Don't go and ask these gods, or the koimrim of these gods, their priests. I want to know, how do you serve these gods? The Esa came Gamani, because I want to go and do the same thing. Ah, so if this particular idol, this particular god, the way you serve it is through shechting an animal, and you shecht an animal, then you're over on this, the Esa came Gamani, because you're doing your kedarka. You're asking, Eicha Yavdu, how do you do it? Oh, you want to go and serve this Avodah Zarah? Bring in an animal and go and shecht it. If that's what the person did, then he's over on kedarka. So what do I need? Even it's a shaloi kedarka. It's a stone throwing markulius. Nothing to do with behemus. Nevertheless, you're over on lo yizbechu oid as zivchem. So since it's not kedarka, today inyan de shaloi kedarka. Freitimar v'ha l'hachi u'diasa. That's what you use lo yizbechu oid as zivchem to tell us. I need it for a totally different drasha for the following b'raisa. Now, what is this all about? You remember that Barry spoke about before about Shchutei Chutz. So we're talking about the parsha of Shchutei Chutz. What means Shchutei Chutz? A behemoth that you're supposed to bring into the Beis HaMikdash or into the Mishkan and shecht it there, and not shechting it outside, even though you're doing it totally the Shem Shemayim, LaShem. If you do it, and it's ro'ui to bring El Pesach Oil Moyed, then you owe the din of Shechut Echutz. Now, at the end of the parsha of Shechut Echutz, you have a brand new pasuk of Fleyisbuchu Oid as Zivchayim La Seirim Asherim Zoinim Achareim. The question is, what does that pasuk come to tell us? We already talked about the whole parsha of Shchut Ichutz. So the Braisa says, start again, top of the Amud. Ad Kanu Medaber, until we get to the pasuk of Lo Yizbechu, until that pasuk, all the prior psukim are talking about Kodshim Shekdishim Bishas Isra Bamais. It's talking about Kodshim, where the Mishkan is standing, or the Beis HaMikdash is standing. And so therefore, you're not allowed to bring a carbon now outside the Beis HaMikdash or outside the Mishkan. So if a person was a Makdish during that period of time, Bishas Isra Bamis, and the Krivim Bishas Isra Bamis, and he actually was Makrivit outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Mishkan, Hari Oinchen Omer, that halacha we know, Shenemar, this is a preceding pasuk to this, Lo Yizbechu Oides of Chayim, where it says that if you shechted b'machne, v'al pesach oil moyed lo yehevi'oi, says in the pasuk, v'nichras ishahu, this person is going to go and get koris. That's a pasuk aleph here in the aleph Torah or Shalim. You go and get koris. So that oinish, the pasuk already tells us, you get koris for shchut echutz. Oinish shemanu, as hor minayin, ein oinshin elem kein masirin, Talmud it says in the pasuk pentala oilei secha. The whole pasuk is hisham lecha pentala oilei secha b'chol mokam ashtira. Don't go and bring oilei wherever you want. You got to bring it in the mokam ashiyivchar Hashem lekecha. So that is a lashon of pen. Who could have oven over b'ila? The omer oven or b'ila? Kol mokam shenem hishomer pen v'al eini ele b'loi secha. I don't know why the Gemara focuses on the pen, because after all the pasuk begins, Hishomer lecha pen. See, Hishomer is one of those lashonis of loy sesa, so you don't have to wait for the pen once you get to the Hishomer lecha. Okay. Anyway, bottom line is that's the lav. Mikan ve'elech means, now I've come to the pasuk v'layizbechu oid ezivcheim la'se'irim. What is that talking about? Mikan ve'elech medab mekotchim shikdishim b'shas hetera b'mais. When the b'mais were mutter, meaning prior to the binyan ha-mishkan, or prior to the binyan beis ha-mikdash, he was makdish a carbon, no problem. He had every intention of bringing it on a bama. By the time he got around to it, mazel tov, the mishkan was built, the beis ha-mikdash was built, and now he has to take that carbon and bring it in the mishkan and the beis ha-mikdash. And what did he do? The kriven b'shas isra bamas, he brought it outside in the street, on his front lawn, on his backyard, on a bama, asur, shenemar. Oh, that's the pasuk lemana sheyaviu bnei Yisrael zivchem asherim zivchen al pnei asada veviim laHashem. What does that mean? Those zivchem shitardel chokvar al pnei asada. I was matter previously al pnei asada prior to the binyan mishkan, prior to the binyan beis hamikdash. That you allowed to bring it al pnei asada malame. Even though he was makdishit b'shas hetera b'mois, malov akosu gilu zeveach al pnei asada, and he's therefore over on this iser of shchutei chutz. Ve'aviyum l'Hashem zu mitzis asei u'mitzis lo yises minayin. How do I know the lav? Tamaloymer av liyizbechu oid ezivchayem. So bottom line, what we've concluded at this point is, just like if a person is makdish b'shas hetera b'shas isra b'mais, and he's makrav b'shas isra b'mais, and he is makrav it outside the Beis Hamikdash, outside the Mishkan, he's oiver on shchutei chutz, and not only is he oiver, the Gemara said before, he gets kares. Here we're now adding another halacha, and that is was makdish b'shas hetera b'mais, which was totally permissible. Unfortunately, it was makrivit b'shas isra b'mis. He should have shnell brought it before the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash was standing, if he wanted to bring it b'chutz. But now that the Mishkan or Beis HaMikdash is standing, you got to bring it inside. And he brought it outside. Oy, shchutei chutz. Yochli onish koris on this case as well. Talmaloyme, that's why it says at the end of the pasuk, le yizbechu oides evcheyem, la se'irim ha-shem, zoynim achreim, chukas oylam tia zois lehem ledoyroisem. Vus is des zois. Zois lehem, meaning you're going to be over on an asay. And you're going to be over on a lois asay. You'll be over in the asay vaviyam lashem. you'll be over on the Isser Lav Liyizbechu Oida Zivcheim. But you do not get Kareis. What do I see from this somewhat lengthy brisa that I learned from Liyizbechu Oida Zivcheim? Not the din that you were talking about of going and be Makriv Shaloi Kidarka to Lemoshel Markulius. It's coming to tell you the din of Shchut Echut when he was Makdishit Beheter and Makrivit be Isur. So how did you say on the Amud Aleph that comes to tell you the din of being Zoveach Lemarkulius? Amarava Kribe V'leYizbuchu Ukribe V'loy Oid. If you focus on the Pasuk again, it says V'loy Yizbuchu Oid as Zivcheim Lasirim. It would have been enough to go and say V'leYizbuchu as Zivcheim Lasirim. What do I need the Oid for? The Oid comes to tell you two drushes. Drusha number one, when you're starting off with a person who is Makdish Bishas, Hetera Bamais, and he was Makrib Bishas, Isra Bamais, Bachutz. He's over in the din of Shchutz Yichutz, even though there's no din of Koreis. And halacha number two, that if you're a Makriv and Zoveach, a Korban Takroivis, to Markulius, even though it's Shalai Kedarka, you're over in this Isser of the Lizbuchu, Oid as Zivcheyem. So you learn both drushes. Now we start the new Mishnah. The new Mishnah we already had on the Omid Aleph. Matzah Beroishoi. L'choyre, this should apply to all Avodah Zarah, but Rashi says we're focusing weiter on the Markulius, which, as you know, is the focus of our perek until now. We started the first Mishnah about the three stones, the two stones, within the proximity of the Markulius. Four Amas, one Amma, etc. So Matzah Beroisha, if you find on top of the Markulius something startling, you go into the Markulius church and you see on the head of the Markulius, which means on the top stone, you have mo'is, money, ksus, clothing, oi kelim. We'll talk about which type of kelim, har el mutarn. You can remove those, take them home, they are mutter bahano. Why? We'll see in a moment. Barchilianovim v'atoris shushibolim, the barchilianovim, those are the clusters of grapes which are hanging down, or the atoris that has such a crown, a coronet of shibolim, of grain, or yeinu shmanim slosois, wine, oil, flour, those three, you have the nisach hayayin and you have the korban mincha, they go on the mizbeach, they're all osir bahano. Zok tibar, minu animili, how do I know the halachas of our Mishnah? Omer b'chir bar Yosef, omer b'oishe, kosev echad oimen. I have l'choyra estiras hapsukim. One pasuk says, v'atiru eshikutzeyem v'eskiluleyem, eitz v'evin, kesev v'zohov, asher imohem. Notice it doesn't say asher aleyem. It says asher imohem. So Rashi says imohem seems to suggest we're talking about takroivis avodah zarah. That to this avodah zarah, regardless of what the azorah was, they were makriv to it. Eitz v'oeven kesev v'zohav. That's they threw it at it, or they presented it on a nice tray and they brought it in front of the avodah zarah, and that's how they were brought the takrovis of avodah zarah of eitz ve'evin kesev zohav, and they left it on the floor asher imoim next to the avodah zarah. The kosev echad oimen. Another pasuk says loisach moi kesev zohav aleihem alakach taloch. If you come across an avodah zarah and there's kesev zohav on it, aser bano lakach, don't take it, don't take it. So now the gemara is bothered. The first pasuk says anything, even eitz ve'evin. The second pasuk says kesev zohav. Eitz v'evin, of course, is very ordinary. Kesev v'zov, it says Rashi, is linoi. It makes it beautiful. Hoketzad, one pasuk says even eitz v'evin, the other pasuk says kesev v'zov. Oh, hoketzad, imohem dumya da'aleim. Since the first pasuk said asher imohem, second pasuk says aleim, I make a hekish, ma'aleim dovish linoi. Just like kesev v'zov has to be dovish linoi, then it's osur. But she'enish linoi, it's mutter. Afimoyim, if you're talking about the takroivis avodah zarah, which is not aleim, it's imoyim, it's next to, it's in front of, it's in back of the avodah zarah, it's got to be dovah shalnoi, it's osir, v'sheini shalnoi is mutter. And therefore, that's the reason why the first three cases of the Mishnah, the mois, ksus, oikelim, are not considered to be lenoi. And of course, the Gemara is going to ask momentarily, why aren't these lenoi? After all, money, when I'm visiting $1 million, are you going to tell me that's not Lenoi? That's a beautiful present that you give. So Gemara is going to talk about that momentarily. Frank Gemara, instead of going and saying that Imohem, is like Aleim. Just like Aleim, we're talking about a Dovah Shalnoi, Kesef Hazot. So the Imoim also has to be talking about a Dovah Shalnoi. Ef Shefakert, let's go and say my Imoim, Kol Mashi Imoim, anything, even Eitz V'Evan. Af Aleim is Kol Shalein, even Eitz V'Evan. So tomorrow, Im Kein, Le'yerm Aleim. Then I don't even need the Pasuk Aleim. Once I'm saying that I'm going to learn from Imoim, that anything, even Eitz V'Evan, so I don't need to go and talk about the Kesef of Aleim. Any type of anything that you brought with this Avodah Zarah, even if it's sticks and stones, literally, Eitz V'Evan, makes no difference. That's Osir. So I don't need a pasuk to do it, but the Kesef of Aleim, the Chabad are going to be Osir. So Frank Timur, like we just asked a moment ago, Mois, Tovu Shonoi, why are you telling me Mois, Ksus, Oikelim, are Mutter because of natural Noi? Mois is beautiful, especially if you have gold coins, silver coins. That's considered being not a Dovah Shalnoi. I'm the Rabbiana Bekis Kosher Vitolibut Savore. We're talking about not that you see the money happens to be in a wallet or in a purse, and that wallet or purse is hanging from the neck. That's not very pretty. So that's not considered Dovah Shalnoi. Well, Ksus Dovah Shalnoi, do you have a nice beged, very beautiful chalat, a beautiful bekisha, beautiful gown? So that's a Dovah Shalnoi. It's talking about that the whole beged was folded up, maybe still in the original plastic, and it was on top of the head of the Avodah Zarah. That's not a Dovah Shalnoi. Dovah Shalnoi, if he's wearing it, it's beautiful, all the colors. Can you imagine a person walking on Shabbos with a talis on top of his head? I mean, if you're wearing the talis properly, it's good, but if you have a talis mikupalis, if it's all folded up and you're wearing it on your head, people think you're nuts. See, here on top of the Markulias, they had a ksus mikupalis, dusan ishkanoi. Well, Frank Dimora, what about kli? Kli dovah shalnoi, especially if it's a silver or golden kli. Why are you telling me it's not a dovah shalnoi? Amra papa, tischifuloi mashchilta areshe. Mashchilta is a basin, like you use the mushu for negovasa, that you have such a negovasa shisel, it's called in Yiddish. What happens if you take that negovasa shisel, the basin, and you turn it upside down on top of the head of the Markulius? The Markulius can't see anymore because the Mashchilta is on top of his head. It can go on his head. So therefore, it's not a Dovah Shalnoi, and that's why the Mishnah said, Hari Elu Mutar. Now the Gemara introduces a new thing. Ravasi Barchia, Kol Shehu Lefnim Min HaKil Kolim, Afilamayim HaMelech Osir, Chutz V'Kal Kolim, Dovah Shalnoi Osir, V'Sheim Shalnoi Mutar. Usmai Kil Kolim, says Rashi, the word Kil Kolim is like the word Kiloim that you have in the Mishkan. What were Kiloim? Kiloim means like curtains. Here we're talking about in the base of Avodah Zarah, there was a curtain shortly, I should say, only a short distance from the idol, from the Avodah Zarah itself. Why does the Gemara call it Kilkolim instead of Kloim? The Gemara, Rashi says, it's a kinoi, probably just like we had before, that you're supposed to be Mechan Hashem L'Avodah Zarah. Don't call it Beis Galia, call it Beis Razia. Don't call it Ein Kol, call it Ein Koitz. So instead of referring to the Kloim, refer to the Kilkolim. Okay, so you have this curtain. So Kol Shul Lefnim in a Kilkolim, that means between the Avodah Zarah and the curtain, this partition, anything which is lying there on the floor within the vicinity of that Avodah Zarah, Filimayim HaMelech is Osir. Why? Because we said, Imahem, anything which is next to the Avodah Zarah, even if it's a Dover She'enoi Shalnoi, Filimayim HaMelech is Osir. Chutz HaKikolim, but if it's on the other side of the curtain, then Dover Shalnoi, Osir She'enoi Shalnoi is Mutter. What's the swara? Because anything which is within the vicinity of the Avodah Zarah in front of the curtain, somehow it's related to the Avodah Zarah. Just like the Avodah Zarah is Osir, the Mayim HaMelech is Osir. If it's on the other side of the curtain, then we assume that this is rejects, or this is just held in storage, but it hasn't been used yet for purposes of the Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's Mutter. Depending if it's Noi or She'eni Shalnoi. This concept of kilkolim, of partitions and of curtains, doesn't exist by Pa'ar. We know the Baal Pa'ar and Markulis, you throw the stones. So tomorrow, what does that mean, ein kilkolim? Lamai. Are you going to tell me that anything which is in the vicinity, even on the side of the partition, which is close to the Avodah Zarah, it's going to be like on the other side of the partition. It's going to be mutter. Hashta pu'urei mefarim kamei. Mayim melech le mekarvin le. Madach, when it comes to the pa'ar, the way that you serve the pa'ar is in one of the most disgusting manners possible. You defecate in front of the Pa'ar. So, if you're going to tell me that that is enough to be Osir Bano and to be an Isra Avodah Zarah and all the rest, so Mayim HaMelech is no worse than the Pa'ar, even though Mayim HaMelech is not Kesef Azov, but it's also something. So you're going to tell me, Loi Mekarvin Lei, they wouldn't go and bring that as a Takroivis for the Avodah Zarah, so it certainly should be Osir. El Afila Chutz Kifnim Dom Iva Osir. What it means to say is that since... What's the inyan of having a partition? Having a partition means to add a certain degree of dignity, kavod to the Avodah Zarah, to say, here's the Avodah Zarah, and anything within its dalet amis until you get to the curtain. Once you get to the other side of the curtain, that's already removed from the Avodah Zarah. But here, everything when you're talking about Baal Pa'or and Markulius is shmutz, is drek, is no good. Therefore, I don't need a partition, and the partition doesn't add dignity to an Avodah Zarah, which the Avodah Zarah in its essence is a shtick gunish, and therefore makes a difference. Your curtain, nish curtain, anything in that base Pa'ar, on the base Markulius, is all going to be awesome. Okay, on to the final Mishnah for today. We already had this Mishnah earlier on, a few blad ago, Daf Mem Dalid. You have a church that owned a gina, a garden, or a base of merchitz. You're allowed to go and have hanoah shloi betoiva, but not betoiva. What means shloi betoiva and betoiva? We'll see in Yechem the Gemara shortly, more of a discussion. But back in Daf Mem Dalid, we explained in the Rashi, shloi betoiva means shloi yachsik toiva lekomrin. You shouldn't go and say to the koimer after you finish the base of merchitz, shkoyach, don't show him any gratitude. So that means shloi betoiva. Rashi over here learns differently. Rashi learns over here, you shouldn't go and pay for the base of merchitz. Meaning that if this base of merchitz is free for all the citizens, because the mayor of the city happens to be a communist and says everything today is free, who's going to go and pay for it? It's going to be the wealthy Jews that own the real estate. But otherwise, all the citizens are going to go and get it for free. Then you're allowed to use the merchitz. But if you got to pay for the merchitz, since the money is going to go to the base of Avodah Zarah, to the Avodah, then it's prohibited. So that's how Rashi learns here. If you're allowed to use the merchitz without paying, but if you have to pay for it, you don't want to go and pay the Avodah Zarah. However, what happens if the merchitz was owned, there was a shutfis, it belonged to the Avodah Zarah, but also belonged to some other businessmen that want to make a profit. Then you're allowed to go and even pay, because we will deem the payment going towards the Acherim and not to the Avodah Zarah. Finally, Avodah Chacham Shel Oivei Chachavim Asura Miyad. We spoke about this back on the Omer Aleph, that one man, the Omer, holds that as soon as you have fashioned and manufactured the Avodah Zarah, even before you bow down to it, it's already Ashtik Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's Osir Bahano'ah, and it's Osir Li Oivda. V'shal Yisrael Ein Asur Al Chitu Yomid. By Yid, it only becomes a full-fledged Avodah Zarah when you bow down to it, or you're bringing your Tekroivis to it, etc. Amar Abai. We started off the Mishnah B'toivah, Shaloi B'toivah. What's the definition? Amar Abai, B'toivah means B'toivah's Komrim. If you are benefiting the Komrim, Komrim means the priests, the guys who are in charge of this Avodah Zarah, Osir. Shloi betoiva, shloi betoiva is common. If the money doesn't go to them, but it goes to someone else, then it's mutter. Who is that someone else? Lafuke toivas oivdeha tishari. Oivdeha, says Rashi, means what happens if you have people that are working in the merchitz or are serving the Avodah Zarah, but they're not the kamrim. You're allowed to go and give them a tip, so to speak. Because it's not going to the common, the people that own and control the Avodah Zarah. It's talking about other goyim who are involved. Presumably these guys are working in the merchitz. So you're allowed to give them a tip. Rashi says you're allowed to go and give them something small. That's okay. A tip is fine. Others said the same member of Abai on the Sefer in the Mishnah. What does it say in the Sefer? If the merchitz belong both to the Avodah Zarah and to others, means as long as the money is going to the Acherim, meaning the Ovdim, not to the Kamrim, that's okay. Shloim Betoiv is Kamrim, but don't give it to those who are the Galochim, who are the priests that are in charge of Avodah Zarah, that's prohibited. Man Demasiya, Sefer Kol Shekhin Ereshah. The ones that learn Pshat that it goes on the Sefer Avada and the Ereshah. Man Demasiya Ereshah was Sefer Kimen Di'ikah Achirim Bahadah. Afilah Toiv is Kamrim Nam Yishah Berdomi. The Sefer, remember, means a Shutfus of both the Koimrim and Achirim together. So since you could allocate the funds and say, whatever monies he's giving, give it to the Achirim and not give it to the Koimrim, even though he didn't designate it specifically, it's like Ein Breira. It's all one group of monies which can go to this one or to that one. So in such a situation, since you could allocate it to the Achirim, is Mutalach, it's okay. Okay, so in our Mishnah we said there's a difference between Avodah Zarah of a Goy and Avodah Zarah of a Yid. Avodah Zarah Goy becomes Osir Miyad as soon as it's finished with the Ormaki Bapatish, the last bang, while Yisrael it's only Osir Achati Ovid when you actually worship it. So Timar, this is a machloike between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmar. Masis and Mani Rabbi Kivi, the sign we learned in the Brisa. Now it says mekoymos, but the Gemara is darshining bekalim shenishtam shemen lavoidis chicham akosam medaber. These are talking about that the Avodah Zarah used these kalim. In other words, it was either a takroivis or it was put around the neck lenoi, like we spoke about the parchili anovim back in the Mishnah. That's we're talking about kalim. The Gemara is going to ask in a moment. I thought you said mekoymos. Why are you talking about kalim? We're going to talk about that. Dr. Mar, Yochel Asom Veloy Gomrim. Gomrim Veloy Heviyam. Heviyam Veloy Nishtam Shubhan. Yochel Yu Asurim. I would think that as long as you did something such as you formed it, but you didn't finish it, you finished it, but you didn't bring it, you brought it, but you didn't use it yet, I would think it's Asurim. Tamaloyim Asher Avdu Sham Agoyim. Going back to the Pasuk. Abe to Abdin is called Mekoyim Asher Avdu Sham Agoyim. When does the Avodah Zarah, mit the Kalim, mit the Al Zachim, when do they become Osir? Ad She Yavdu Asher Avdu Sham Agoyim. Aha. Mikan Omru, Avodah Chom Shloim V'Chom, Ein Asura Ad She Te'ovei. Yishol Yisrael, on the other hand, Asura Miyad, Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Now notice that's not our Mishnah, because our Mishnah suggests the opposite. The Mishnah said, Avodah Chom Shloim V'Chom, Asura Miyad. Yisrael Achet Te'oved. Here Rabbi Shmuel is saying, Puk Fakert! Avoid his Chomjah Bechom in Asur Achet Te'oved. And Yisrael Asur Miyat. So obviously our Mishnah is not Rabbi Shmuel. But the Mishnah is Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Oy Mechilu Vadvarim, just the opposite. Avoid his Chomjah Bechom Asur Miyat. Vishal Yisrael Achet Te'oved. Obviously we're going to have to understand, where does Rabbi Kiva get his halacha from? The Choyer Rabbi Shmuel is right. It says Asher Avdu Shama Goyim. So Omamar, we're going to start on the explanations of both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, but we're not going to finish them because that goes deep into the Amud Aleph. So we start off Amamak. We start at the beginning of the Brice again. Pray tomorrow. Why Kalim? So tomorrow, we can't be talking about the Mekoimis because we already learned in the first Mishnah. What does it say? Eloheim ale horim v'loyahorim Eloheim. So the Mekoimis can't become osir b'hano. So therefore, techsiv aleheim ale horim v'loyahorim, like we just said, comes to say that the kalim. In other words, you see the pasuk says Mekoimis, read as if it says kalim asher avdu sham agoyim. It has to be only when they actually do the avoida, but not when it's finished, when you just completed fashioning it. Only ever. This, of course, is Rabbi Shmuel's view. Rabbi Kiva disagrees, and we're going to stop over here. Mikan Omru continues on, Vaita in the Brisa. Have a good Shabbos, everyone. And yet, Hashem.